Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read out of the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament, chapter 46, verses 8 and 9. I'm reading out of the Message translation. And he says this, "Think about this. Wrap your minds around it. This is serious business, rebels. Take it to heart. Remember your history, your long and rich history. I am God, the only God you've had or ever will have. Incomparable, irreplaceable." And then this prayer as we begin. "While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home." Well, the morning breeze yesterday was soft and warm. Warmed up a bit in the last few weeks as I went out to put the American flag in its place of honor in the front of our house and then walked on to retrieve the newspaper. Yesterday, Memorial Day, is always an emotional day for me and for many of us across this great nation. Many of us find it hard to talk about and express what we are feeling while emotions pour forth from the past as we reflect on the lives we pause to remember and honor that day. American heroes who blessed America. Are we worthy of what they did for us? Are we worthy of their lives, which they gave up for us? And as we sit here this morning together in peace, we rightly give thanks for the lives of those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. We will pray that on each Memorial Day, like yesterday, and every day of the year, we will never forget the sacrifice of their lives given so that we might live today in the freedom, the security, and peace that we enjoy. Tears fill my eyes and throat with gratitude whenever I try to tell my two precious granddaughters, Hannah and Ellie, about those we honor and remember today. Many of you experience similar emotions. Tears flow as each year Linda and I watch the televised National Memorial Day concert. This year, a little bit different with the isolation, but still powerful, and where veteran after veteran stands, including myself, when the Armed Forces medley is played, recognizing all who served in the various branches of the United States Armed Forces. Are we worthy of the lives they gave for you and for me? I want my granddaughters, and I want children of all ages, everywhere, to know and respect the service and sacrifice of the heroes who have gone before them and others who continue to stand in the gap for them today. Generation after generation needs to know and learn through accounts taught in our schools, colleges, universities, and by oral tradition passed down from generation to generation. Needs to know accounts which portray what actually occurred, not what is politically correct, so that we never forget what they did for us. Nobody likes war, but they stood in the gap for us when it came so that we can sit here today in freedom and peace. American heroes, each one deserving all of the honor that we can show them. Beginning in 1866 with the placing of some flowers on the graves of some of our Civil War veterans, what we today acknowledge as Memorial Day was highlighted and has been since the dedication in 1911 of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington National Cemetery by the president's placing of a wreath at the tomb. And yesterday, Vice President Pence and President Trump placed a wreath at that tomb under the watchful eye of a unit of the old guard of the 3rd United States Infantry, the unit called the Tomb Guard, The Tomb Guard is an elite unit which maintains an hour-by-hour vigil, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, through storm and calm, at that hallowed site of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. The tomb contains the remains of soldiers from World War I and World War II and the Korean War. An inscription on the tomb reads, "Here rests in honored glory an American soldier known but to God." American heroes, are we worthy of their lives and what they did for you and for me? So many, for so long, have paid the price for us, beginning at Bunker Hill and Lexington and Concord and down through Valley Forge. They made the first payment for us, and that payment has been kept up to date through the Argonne, Normandy, Iwo Jima, through the savage Battle of Tarawa, and then at Pusan and Porkchop Hill and across the Thousand Hills in Southeast Asia and the burning sands of the Persian Gulf and Iraq and the mountains of Afghanistan. American heroes, they paid the price for us. I wonder at times if we have forgotten that. I wonder if we have. I wonder how it happens that the lives which were sacrificed so that we may sit here today together in freedom, how those lives are diminished by compromising the values and ideals of America for which they died. Because at times it seems, my friends, that in too many places we have compromised those values and ideals. I wonder if we have forgotten their sacrifice when we see the disrespect shown by too many sports teams, college and professional, during the playing of our national anthem. I wonder if we have forgotten their sacrifice when we see prayer removed from our schools and colleges and universities, and where words like "with God all things are possible" are removed from public buildings, and crosses are sought to be removed from the West Coast to the East Coast as landmarks in towns, both large and small, all across our nation. And on days like today, we need to be reminded of our heritage and the American heroes who stood in the gap to defend and keep it. American heroes who never, never got the chance to live the life they once dreamed of. Some of them never came back. Others came back on stretchers or on crutches, in wheelchairs, and in boxes, while still others were spit upon and ridiculed and mocked for their service and sacrifice. Heroes, forever scarred and crippled, as well as those whose bodies lie beneath row after row after row of white crosses at the hallowed grounds of Arlington National Cemetery and in thousands of cemeteries across this country and world. Heroes who fought and died that you and I might live and sit here today in freedom. American heroes. And those heroes who served and remain see what's happening in some parts of our country with its lack of civility and support for America, with politicians, media pundits, and self-serving interest groups seemingly more concerned with votes, re-election, and ideology rather than lifting America and together touching the lives of others for good. And they wonder whether we have lost our way and the sense of values and ideals of this great nation, and whether the concerns over this new epidemic might cause us to allow our freedoms, our heritage, rights, and privileges that we hold dear to slip or be given away. And you can't help but wonder whether those American heroes whom we honor today would be asking whether it was worth it to have given up their tomorrows so that we could live in freedom today. Was it worth it to storm Tarawa and lose a leg there? Was it worth it to storm Iwo Jima or fight in Vietnam and lose a buddy there? Was it worth it to fight in the blinding sandstorms and to liberate a people from fear, mutilation, and death? And on days like today, we must make the answer, yes, by God, it was worth it. And we shall never forget the price you paid for us. For you see, liberty may be a heritage, as my granddaughters and men and women and children around our great country enjoy, but it is never a gift. The liberty we enjoy today in this great nation founded under the watchful eye of God and As set out in the Declaration of Independence, we're reminded with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence that liberty is not a gift. It has been paid for at great price. And America will stand as a place of liberty and equality, justice and freedom, only as long as there are men and women, children and young people, generation after generation, who resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, and who themselves are willing to pay the price and stand up simply for America. American heroes, they paid the price for us. My friends, not just today, not just yesterday on Memorial Day, but every day, may our lives and our efforts be worthy of the honor and sacrifice of their lives. May God bless our American heroes. May God bless us. And may God continue to bless the United States of America. Let us pray. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.